sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Magazine and Business on the Edge Incorporated. Thank you so much for tuning into the show tonight. Today's radio broadcast, you could be somewhere else, but you're here with us tonight, which is absolutely fantastic. If you want to dial into the show tonight and get your questions and comments on air, or maybe your fears. We're going to be talking a little bit about fear tonight as it relates to starting a business. We'll get to that in just a moment, but you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. Again, that number is 1-800-516-1220. Forbes and Entrepreneur Magazine, over the last couple of years, have published articles on the topic of the fear of starting a business, the fear of starting a business. And this is not uncommon at all. And over the last couple of years, these sorts of articles, or you can search the web and you can find all kinds of your top 10 ways of getting over your fear to start your business, or the three best practices, whatever that is. You can kind of scour the internet and find topics that will address fear, starting a business, entrepreneurship. So we're going to talk about that tonight. And one of the things that I want to preference with you, and I want to do this because my experience, and as a business radio personality, as a publisher of a small business magazine, and many of you know or have heard me say on air, I'm the current interim director for the Alameda County Small Business Development Center here in Silicon Valley. If you're not in Silicon Valley, and Alameda County is one of our Bay Area Silicon, we're in Silicon Valley. We are becoming more, who's going to be the next capital of Silicon Valley right now. There's some debate, San Jose or Santa Clara County, but we're here in Silicon Valley. So there's a lot of business going on. There's a lot of technology. There's a lot of manufacturing companies coming back to the Valley, and you have these small businesses. And so let's put some context around what a small business looks like. The Small Business Administration says, okay, a small business is less than 500 employees. So 1 to 499. Now, for those of you that are thinking about, and I'm really talking to tonight throughout the country and those that tune in from around the world, we're broadcasting on iHeartRadio as well as streaming live. And we're locally live here, if you're in your car, driving on that cool ride home tonight. I want to put some realities around the concept of small business, what it is. And oftentimes when we say the word small business, we're thinking micro small business, mom and pop. If you say small business, and just for the record, this country grew off of small businesses. The reason we say small business is because big business became a thing. Big business was not a thing in the history of this country, starting migrating to this country. And so there was no big business. There were small businesses until big business came around and came along. And so you can see some of that history in the 1800s, a lot of growth in the 1800s, big business, monopolies. And we learned our lesson and started breaking up large companies becoming monopolies. So what is a small business? One, not by revenue, but by employee size. And working with small businesses every single day, hearing and listening to what we would call a pre-venture or someone who's thinking about business and kind of kicking the tires. I have entrepreneurial aspirations. I want to start a business, but. And so you'll have this list of all kinds of questions and reasons that will cause you to procrastinate on ever starting, because that person will continue to ask all types of questions. And part of that is in hopes of getting all the answers you need so you can start business safely. So here's some realities before I make you feel really good about starting a business. Number one, becoming an entrepreneur in any industry is a risk. It's a risk. Bottom line, it's a risk. If you want to be a business owner, you're going to have to know that you're going to have to take risks. Now, you want to take mitigated risk, but it's risky. And even with mitigated risk, you can lose. You can lose. Look at Ford. Ford lost several times, and not just his money, investors' money. That's risk. That's part of the process of business. But you're never going to get all of your answers answered by just asking questions and never getting in the game. It's like being on the sidelines and you've been in the gym working out. You're playing, let's just say, football. But you're not playing, you're a bench warmer. And so you're asking the coach, if I get hit, how hard are they going to hit me? And if they hit me, will I break a leg? Will they break my arm? What? And so that's really kind of the questions I get is, what if this happens? What if this? So if you're going to play the game, you suit up, you prepare as best you can, get in the game, take your hits, get in the end zone. And guess what? Sometimes you're going to lose some of the games. Sometimes you're going to lose. And yes, you could have a winning streak, and you do have streaks, but not every year. You don't just, that's all ebbs and flows of doing business. The fear of starting a business. And so you can try to prepare and dot your I's and cross your T's and do your business plan. And I will always say, do your business plan. And by the way, you cannot do a business plan if you have no business model. So cut it out. If you do a business plan, you can have a product and not have a great business plan because you don't understand your business model. And that's for another show. We can talk about business models later. I'm talking about fear of starting a business. So for those of you that are sitting on the bench and you have this piece of you that wants to start a business, but I'm afraid, what if I lose money? You might lose money. I promise you, and you won't even might lose money. You're going to lose money. You're going to lose money. If you're marketing and advertising and doing that, you're going to lose money because your marketing dollars, a portion of that works for you. Let's just say, and this was an old executive from, and I think it was a car dealership or something, years ago. And the story was told to me, so I'm going to try not to mess up the story. Training a group of professionals on marketing and basically said, and of course a lot of our because of the internet and everything, so we have a lot of things that make marketing work better these days, right? We have social media, we have freebie ways of kind of getting your name out there. But let's just that aside. And this is what he says. 50% of your marketing is going to work for you, your marketing dollars. So if you're spending $10 on marketing, $5 is going to be out there working for you. The other $5 you're just going to lose. You're going to lose. And you might say, well, maybe, so why don't I just spend the $5? Because you're only going to have $2.50 working for you. But that's the risk. And you mitigate them. And you work with organizations like the Small Business Development Center in your region, wherever you're at in the country. Find out where your SBDC is, Small Business Development Center, different from SCORE. And you can work with SCORE. You can work with the Women Business Centers. Find out the organizations that can help you not go it alone. And the reason I'm saying this is because here's a quote. I'm going to read this, actually, from the Entrepreneur magazine on their article in 2017. And here's what they said. Any survey commissioned by Weebly Wakefield Research found that one-third of Americans, one-third, you can do the math, are more afraid to start their own business than to jump out of a plane. Not me. Exactly. Yeah, I started a business and I'll never jump out of a plane. And they go on to say, with new business creation down 65% since the 1980s. And of course, again, this is 2017. So there's some give and take there. This very real fear is stifling ideas, the economy, and job growth. And so for those of you, one third, that want to start businesses, the impact of that is stifling ideas, the economy, and job growth, and we need you. We need you to take that risk, but you really do have the resources out there that can help you take those risks in a smart, intellectual, methodical way. Does it eliminate all of the what ifs? No, it doesn't eliminate the what ifs. There's always going to be the what ifs. There's always going to be the risk of the economy bottoming out and falling apart. We've seen it. The recession, the 2000, some say 18, I say 17, some say 2015 as it began to unravel. But let's say 2015 to 2018, we unraveled and saw a recession in such a way that we could never imagine, and it impacted everybody around the globe. We can't predict those things necessarily. Well, it was sort of predicted, but we didn't know it was going to impact everyone. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0 Business Edge with Margaret Jackson. One third of Americans are more afraid to start their own business than to jump out of a plane. That is absolutely fantastically fascinating to me. And if you have fear of starting a business, call into the show tonight, 1-800-516-1220. Let's talk about it. 1-800-516-1220 and see whether or not we can get you off the bench there. So I'm going to use my own, as this article did for Entrepreneur. He's using his own experience as an entrepreneur and those that are entrepreneurs around him and business owners. And I'm going to do the same. I'm going to use my experience and life as an entrepreneur. And you might say, Coach Margaret, how did you take that first step? And that's a great question. How did you take the first step? And I've learned through my career as an entrepreneur is there's a lot of first steps. And those first steps could be starting the business, and then you transition between different products and services, and then you get another. Entrepreneurs, great entrepreneurs, are always coming up with something new, something different, something else that challenges you even more to keep building that dream that's in you. And some of it works, some of it doesn't, some of it is a dud. Customers teach you how to do business with them and what they will and won't buy. And maybe the price point, maybe a lot of different reasons could play that factor. But my first step in starting, I was in a situation that a lot of small businesses or a lot of people can find themselves in when a company's laying off. The company I was working for laid off, but before they laid off, ever laid off or were thinking about laying off, I was thinking about entrepreneurship years before, maybe 2, 3, 4 years before, at least 2 or 3 years before. And I knew that one day I was going to start my own business. I didn't know when. And I'm one of those women or people that I believe a woman of faith. And I waited and I kept it in my heart and I kept it in my prayers. And when I felt like the time came, which was losing my job, no time like the present, right? Now, the interesting thing about this story, and it's not going to happen like this for everyone, but here's a fantastic story for you. And I'll write it and I'll put it in my book one day. When my company laid several people off, I was doing a television show. I was working in the media department, and I was a senior editor on this, nonlinear editor on the show. And they were going to outsource the editing of that show. But why? Because when you have employees, you're paying all of that overhead, right? And so I'm sitting in my boss's office, or at this point, former boss's office, and sharing my desire to start a business, but thanking him for the opportunity to even work for the company. And we had just gotten all this new gear, all of this new equipment, editing equipment I procured for the company. And I felt like my time was shifting, so I was training someone to take my place. I didn't know when, but I'm that type of person that would like to help set that next level, that next stage, that next chapter. And little did I know that there wasn't going to be a next chapter for that organization. And I'm talking about $50,000 worth of editing gear. And for those that are in the media field, you know Avid, you know Pro Tools, you know this is top of the line gear. This is not Final Cut Pro. No offense, Apple, but it's not. Seriously. And so we have this conversation, and what I proposed to the business owner that now I've gotten fired, basically, that, you know, laid off is a nice way of still, you're still fired. But I said I would be willing to continue to help them get the show out so they wouldn't have to outsource. Oh, I've got a break here. Come back and I'm going to tell you the remainder of this story. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back, Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I enjoyed that Rob Black commercial. He's going to be on the show. I invited him back on the show, so we'll let you know and promote that a little bit to have Margaret Jackson and Rob Black on air together on a Friday night again. Cool stuff. Awesome. Ooh, yes. Straight talk. Okay, so my story goes, I'm sitting in front of my, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking about the fear of starting the business and what my experience was on starting my first business and how I took my first step. And yes, I got a little boost because the company laid off. But the choices and the steps that I made next made the world of difference. Didn't mean that I wasn't afraid. It meant that I still wanted to eat. And I wanted to, I knew in my heart that I was entrepreneurial, that I was going to start a business. So the situation lent itself to the opportunity. And so this is what I told my boss or former boss at the time. I would be willing to continue to work on the show at no cost and work off the $50,000 worth of equipment that I just procured for them. Brand new, hot off the manufacturing line, media composer. Come on. I know you guys are like, oh, all of the decks. I had all of the decks, everything. I'm talking about just the media composer. Editing, non-linear editing system, $50,000. Not to mention all the decks and all of the audio boards and that came with it. So I probably got close to $100,000 worth of gear. I know my producer's like, what? Because I was willing to have a unique conversation with my boss. They were going to outsource. What were they going to do with all of that new gear? And he said, let me talk to our CFO. Let me talk to their second in command and come back and talk to me next week. And that's what I did. And I put together a plan. I put together a proposal. And I walked into his office that following week. Now I just got laid off. And let me just tell you, not everyone made the right decisions when they got laid off. Some wiped the computers. That's not okay, by the way. It happens, you kid. And sometimes you get fired. And so doing mean things after you get fired, it's not okay. Just get help now if you think you're that person. Call 1-800-516-1220 and we'll connect you with some support. Or email me at ontheedgeatbusinessontheedge.biz and we'll seriously get you support if you think you're that person, just in case things don't go your way at work. We want to get some help, all joking aside. Now, so I go talk to him. I got 2 minutes to wrap this up. I go talk to him and I reach into my briefcase to pull out the proposal. And before I could get it out, you know, we're doing the welcome introductions and all of that. And his whole team's there. And they said, you know what? We don't want you to go cold turkey. We're going to hire you back as a contractor for $40,000 a year and let you contract and continue to do the show. And needless to say that my proposal, I'm a brand new business owner, but I was smart enough to drop it back into my briefcase because they had such a better deal than what I had. I was like, what? Awesome. And I was in, and at that time I was in my 30s. And so that's what we did. And I got all of that gear. I took my $150, went and got me a business license. And as they say, the rest is history. Now, am I doing media in the same way? Do I have a media company today? No, but I still practice I have a coaching company. Hello, this is what I'm doing. And I'm still in media. I'm on radio. Hello. So what am I saying is that you have to take that first step. And I don't know what that first step for you is, but it's always going to be a little scary. Or like Sandra Bullock says, scary. Yes, but go for it. We are here. SBDC is here for you. Business Coach Margaret Jackson is here for you. And you do not have to go it alone. We're going to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to go into our Small Business Concierge segment of the show, AM 1220, KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW. Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, Small Business Concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, Women in Business Centerfold, Small Business Science Lab, Bridging the Gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I love this segment of the show. You know why? Because it is the voice of the small business owner, the entrepreneur, the opportunity to be showcased in this particular segment of the show. And we're going to keep with our theme of the fear of starting your business and share a little bit about taking that step on creating this magazine was another scary step. So when you get into business and you have new services that you want to bring to market, and you may not, that it might not be a product that you're thinking about right now. And again, I'm really talking to those that have been sitting on the sidelines and you've been kind of percolating about starting a business and you're really kind of scared because you don't know what's going to happen. And it's true, you don't know what's going to happen, but I can guarantee you if you don't do anything, nothing's going to happen. Nothing. And this is going to sound kind of weird, but I like reading. I know that's weird, right? But sometimes I'll look up different things just because I want to know about it. It might, you know, how you get random thoughts in your head or you're watching TV and you get a random, well, something on TV triggers something and you have a thought. And so sometime last year, I looked up what, again, this is going to be a little weird, maybe a little even morbid, but I'm making a point. I looked up what people regret when they know that they're going to die. I'm just curious of what they would regret. And their top, just across the board, reasons or things that they were regretted the most. Number one, spending more time with family and friends. You know, it was never about making more money. No one ever said they wanted to make more money. But what they did say is they wish they had the courage to do the things or say the things that they didn't say or do. So have the courage to live the best possible life. You only have one. You don't have nine lives, and neither do cats. Where did that even come from? You are, I'm kind of a fairy tale kind of person. And I believe that you're supposed to do business with realistic expectations and do the right things. But part of me, I live in this kind of, you know, if I were a Disney, you know, if I were a Disney cartoon, I would be a cartoon like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs or something, that I would go through the woods and singing at, you know, a soprano voice that everything's going to be exactly. That's just how I'm wired. And as a result of that, I believe that your best, there is always a best of you to come. That there's always an escalation of what you can present or who you can be and how you can grow. And those are choices. Those are your choices, regardless of the worst upbringing or whatever happened, though you still are left with choices. And so you take those steps and you don't have to take them alone. And so when you're using resources that the government's paying for, definitely use other people's money, or at least your tax money, but it feels like other people's money. And using services like SCORE, SBDC, Women Business Centers, Tech Futures Group, other organizations like business, the Business Assistance Center in Oakland, California. These are places that are saying, hey, we want to help you, chambers of commerce, all of these places for you to have an opportunity to create your own American dream. And that's your fairy tale. That can be a reality. So when I decided to do a magazine, it was not on my radar when I started my first company in 2001. But it doing this radio show, supporting small businesses and helping them build their brand image and reputation and awareness, and not having the resources, the large resources that it takes to do something like this, giving them an opportunity to have a platform, either on this radio show or in this magazine, puts them around the world, whatever size small business that they are. But I had to make the decision to create the platform for you to be able to access, to be a part of, and to get your voice out there. But I bear the bigger cost. And was it scary? Did I know how I was going to exactly do it? No, I'd never done a magazine before. But today, I am a publisher of a very slick small business concierge magazine that's global. And I got a team. I've got people to help me. And I hired graphic designers and I made deals. You're going to have to be a great negotiator as an entrepreneur. You may not have all of the funds. I didn't have the funds sitting in a bank account that says, okay, now we can do the Business Concierge magazine. If we were waiting on that, it would not exist. That's for sure. But you make deals. You take a first step. You do something that scares the you-know-what out of you. And if it doesn't scare the new you-know-what out of you, then it's, you know, probably not worth doing. But take your steps. You're going to have fears. That's part of, you know, being an entrepreneur. But you don't have to go it alone. There are resources. There's different ways of doing what you do. And we will sit here and we will give you resources. I'll share resources on this. You can call into the show. We can help you on the show. We can get you a list of resources. You can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz and get those resources too. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
Cinnamon.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
We're at the bottom of our show. Welcome back. Local events. If you have some really cool local events around the country, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz and maybe you'll get on air out here. ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. Get that free promo. So who knows? Who knows? You have to tune in and find out whether or not I shared it. Local event here in Fremont, California, Tri-City Street Fair. This is a Tri-City Street Fair. Small businesses coming out to play Saturday, June 29th, 2019, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'm actually going to be out there, so come out and I'll have a booth out there. I'll be with SBDC and saying hello to people and all of that. Let me know that you tune into our show at AM 1220 KDOW or tune into AM 1220 KDOW because you're a listener of this network with the number one business and finance network in Silicon Valley. So come out and say hello. This again, Tri-City Street Fair, Small Business, Saturday, June 29th, 2019, 9 a.m., 4 p.m., and a little bit the activities are going to be a marketplace, 50-plus vendors, including, you're going to be able to, all kinds of small businesses here, crafts and jewelry and SBDC, and I'm sure the school's going to have some other activities out there, food market, Ohlone booth, live stage, so there's going to be some dancing and performing, and, oh, a dog park, that's interesting. You can bring your dog, bring your pet, Bring your family out. Very good. Now, one of the things that I do love is bringing your family to events like this, especially kids, so they learn that maybe one day they could be an entrepreneur. You know, and let them experience different things. Kids area, so they're going to have that. So it's going to be some fun stuff for kids. And they're going to have some small business workshops. Cool, cool stuff. Meet small business experts. Writing your business plan. Legal facts for your business. Facts, not facts, F-A-X. Facts, frequently asked questions. So you can shop, eat, play, and learn. This is going to be in Fremont. This is going to be at Ohlone College, Fremont, in the parking lot. So you want to get connected there, and you can call for more information at 510-659-6238. That's 510-659-6238. Or you can go to streetfair@ohlone.edu. So come out, have a good time, say hello. Love to meet you. Let me know that you're listening to the show. So let's wrap it up here. Fear of starting your business. So here, number one, face your fear. Face your fear and realize that you're afraid, and so just do it afraid, right? Set realistic goals. Maybe it's a hybrid business. Maybe you're bootstrapping a little bit. That's okay. It makes you feel a little bit more comfortable. You didn't go cold turkey. Stop asking questions and start acting on the answers that you have gotten from the questions that you were asking. Start implementing. Start using the... Someone says knowledge is power. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge that has been implemented and used and act upon is power. You can know whatever you want to know, and it just sits in your brain and just kind of collects dust. So it's not power. It's what you do with it that creates the power in your life. So use what you got and start a business in an industry that you believe in and you have passion. And don't go it alone. Get some help. Get work with SCORE, work with SBDC, work with the Business Assistance Center, work with the resources that are in your city. All you have to do is do some searching, do some Google searches and find out small business resources in your area, wherever you're at in the country. And that is a great way to start a business and kind of mitigate those fears. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW. Thank you for tuning into the show tonight. We are the number one business and finance network in Silicon Valley. Be good to someone out there and see you at the street fair.